You're listening to SBS News.
It was a decision that the Prime Minister says should come as no surprise. Scott Morrison says the alleged atrocities in Xinjiang, like the mass internment of Uyghurs, have been of particular concern.
It will come as no surprise that the Australian government will not be sending any official representatives to the forthcoming Winter Games in China. For some time, people have been very aware that we have been raising a number of issues that have not been received well in China, and there's been a disagreement between us on those matters.
Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch agrees.
I think this is a crucial step towards addressing accountability for the abuses that are taking place right now in Xinjiang. Many countries commit human rights violations, but there is only one Olympic host that is committing crimes against humanity right now, and I think that governments should not reward that by turning up at the Olympic Games.
The Australian Olympic Committee's chief executive is Matt Carroll. He says the country's 40 or so Olympians will still compete, and the AOC is happy to leave the political decisions relating to the Games to the government.
And so our athletes and the team officials, coaches, doctors, myself and the Vice President Ian Chesterman and John Coates will be at the Games, and our athletes will be there to represent the country as they did so proudly in Tokyo. We'll do the same thing again in Beijing. A diplomatic boycott is a matter for government.
China's embassy in Canberra has had a somewhat muted response.
Australia's success at the Beijing Winter Olympics depends on the performance of Australian athletes, not on the attendance of Australian officials. And the political posturing, the blame for the current predicament of China-Australia relations, lies squarely on the Australian side.
Beijing has threatened Washington with countermeasures over its decision. Whether the same threats will be made against Australia is yet to be seen. Scott Morrison says any such moves by China would not be fair.
I think that would be completely and utterly unacceptable, and there'd be no grounds for that whatsoever. I'll always stand up for Australia's interests and what Australians believe is right.
Labor is backing the stance taken by the Australian government. Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles told the ABC the diplomatic boycott makes sense.
I think that's the right thing to do, given the human rights situation in China. And so, you know, we support the government in this role, in this position.
It appears the boycott may have a domino effect, with other countries like Japan and some European Union countries considering sending the same message. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.